The Washington Post is reporting that the White House is planning to deploy up to 1,000 National Guard troops to various cities throughout Louisiana. Governor Jeff Landry supports the idea.
I think the president recognizes that our cities around this country are way too violent, okay? People say, well, this is a militarization of our big cities. Our cities are already war zones.
Democratic Congressman Troy Carter, who represents New Orleans, though, doesn't see it that way. He says the Crescent City already has Troop NOLA to help reduce crime and believes sending in the National Guard is actually counterproductive.
We don't embrace the notion of having National Guardsmen with M16s walking the streets of New Orleans, militarizing our communities, and perhaps adding more insult to injury.
Governor Landry has said that reducing crime with the help of the National Guard will ultimately help attract businesses. Some news out of Terrebonne Parish on a 10-year-old cold case. Officials there in Terrebonne Parish have announced the arrest of two Houma men in connection with the 2015 murder of Pamela Johnson. 70-year-old Charles Johnson and 43-year-old Shannon Robinson are both charged with first-degree murder and solicitation for murder in the death of Pamela Johnson, who was 56 the night she was found shot to death. They're being held in the Terrebonne Parish Detention Center without bond. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.